Okay, did somebody die in our lobby?
No. Sorry, it took me a second to realize what you were talking about. No, no
one.
There's
a cutout of a guy with flowers. One of the stand-up cutouts with flowers around his feet.
Yes. But there's also like a little cartoon bubble out to the side of his head that says, "I quit." Which is important.
Did he work here?
No.
Who is it?
His name is Zane, and he was in the band One Direction. Yesterday, he announced that he was leaving One Direction. I'll give you time to peel yourself off the carpet.
Don't you know how to work things in as far as tragedies?
No, you've trained me out of that.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a cutout up front with flowers around its feet? Like it looks like a sign on the side of the road where there was a death.
I'll revert. A number of years ago, a couple met and had a child named him Zane.
Mm-hmm.
And then a concert promoter came along and decided to form a boy band group in the UK, Alfie?
In the UK.
Something like NSYNC and 98 Degrees that happened in the late 90s, early 2000s, at least in the States. And he put five young boys together and called them One Direction. And for many years, they had hits. They had screaming teenage girls as fans, and then they all got older. Some got fatter, some got hotter. Zane kept getting hotter. And one day, he decided that he just had enough of One Direction. He decided he needed to go in his own direction. So he announced that he would leave One Direction.
Why the mourning?
Because it's teenage girls and they're effed up. If you would like, cut number 7 on my daily audio. This is a montage of various reactions of One Direction fans upon hearing the news of young Zane.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zane.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zane left One Direction.
Well, this is certainly missing something. Give me a second. I wish I had known about this ahead of time.
I'm sorry.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zane.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zane left One Direction.
Zane Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zane. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
Oh my god. Oh my god, literally kill me.
I'd be happy to.
Who posted all these videos?
Teenage women.
Are people, is that somebody smashing something up in the middle?
Yeah, someone's like throwing a plate, a few things, yeah. So some of those, obviously, it's hard to tell how sincere they are. Some sound very sincere. Others, like the chick eating the chips, and I'm pretty sure she's just kind of playing that up. But still.
Mm-hmm. So is the memorial in our lobby, is that a joke?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of people up here who I can see being affected by this. It's not just teenage girls. There are full-grown 20-somethings, 30-something women who are freaking out over this.
Grown women. And one of those sounded like a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have some male fans, too. Sort of like back in the day when New Kids on the Block was hot, and as a young man, you had to try to decide, can you come out in support of the New Kids or not? And then when they had the hit Hangin' Tough, you felt okay by it.
Let's listen to it again.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zane.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zane left One Direction.
Oh my god,
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zayn. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
Young Zayn said, "My life with One Direction has been more than I could ever have imagined."
I could play this with different music beds all day.
Yeah.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zayn left One Direction.
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I think this one's my favorite so far.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just
thinking of another one.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zayn left One Direction.
And I am so queer. How about a fresco?
Yeah, Zayn said, "But after 5 years, I feel like it's now the right time for me to leave the band. I'd like to apologize to the fans if I've let anyone down, but I have to do what feels right in my heart. I'm leaving because I want to be a normal 22-year-old who's able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. I know I have four friends for life in Lewis, Liam, Harry, and Niall."
How many guys are in the band?
Now four, was five.
Okay. Can they not exist without Zayn?
No, the other four remaining members have said we will continue. In One Direction.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zayn left One Direction.
Zayn
Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zayn. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
Did you watch any of the videos?
Briefly. Some of these I didn't see, but I saw some other ones.
I just wonder if the chicks crying were real. Yes. They came off as real.
Some of them, absolutely. Some are obviously a little over the top, but yes, some are legitimate.
Oh, I'll find the right bed.
Okay.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zayn left One Direction.
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zayn. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
Guy, he didn't really quit. I always thought One Direction and New Kids on the Block were the same group.
Oh, God, no, no. That's like 20 years, if not, yeah, I'd say about 20 years separation.
Well, obviously, I'm still getting over Donny Osmond.
I've been pretty rough at least the past 40 years.
After Donnie retired, I canceled my subscription to Tiger Beat.
One Direction, though, says that they're really sad to see Zayn go, but they respect his decision and will continue as a four-piece. We're looking forward to recording the new album and seeing all the fans on tour. Zayn originally left the band last week, saying he was dealing with stress and needed to take a break. At the time, there was gossip going around that he'd cheated on his fiance, Perry Edwards, of the group Little Mix. I know. There were some other over-the-top reactions. One fan on Twitter said, when you cry more when Zayn leaves One Direction than when someone in your family died. Hashtag relatable. I know it's necessary to read them in this fashion, but a part of me hates it. Another chick on Twitter said, this cannot happen. I'm not okay. One fan posted a newspaper clipping where the band says, we'll be together as long as fans want us, and captioned it, bitch, you effing lied. Please tell me this is an effing bad joke. Nothing is going to be the same. One Direction are all you five, not 4-3-2-1. Hashtag no fair.
It's like the Beatles missing Ringo. The who? I mean, if you threw that on with the rest of them, that all the chicks would get sidetracked.
Yeah.
The who missing what? Band lost some insects, lost a dog.
Mm-hmm. Someone posted a screenshot of One Direction's updated Wikipedia page with Zayn listed as a previous member and captioned it, this is too real and too painful right now. And then posted a votive candlelight vigil they were doing.
Seriously.
Yes. On Tumblr, one chick said Zayn leaving the band is worse than the time I was in an ICU. Good God.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zayn left One Direction.
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
Yeah, I think the woohoo song was the best. Woohoo.
Yeah. For some reason, I can't explain why, but it just really seems to feel right. Feels like a hit.
Right with this one.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because
Zayn
left One Direction.
Ain't got no sense.
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zayn. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
God.
Oh, this one would send him over the top.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zayn.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zayn left One Direction.
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zayn. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
And I hope these continue for a few days.
I would like that. And this is where different companies can take advantage of social media and insert themselves and have a little fun with, you know, news of the day. Mm-hmm. Like Denny's did on Twitter. They heard about poor Zayn leaving the band, and then they tweeted out, we are here for you, Directioners, in your time of mourning, prepared to make you all the comfort food you need after this insane news. I didn't say it was great. I just said it's what they did.
I saw Kiss FM trying to take advantage of the bad news.
And?
They offered Zayn a six-figure salary to be a DJ on Kiss FM.
For how long?
I don't know how long.
Is it just him that can apply?
Well, what? Yeah.
I'm already here. I can scream into a microphone and
well, I don't know what he sounds like. Is he somebody we could mimic?
Well, he's British, so we could do that. Oi, I'm Zayn. I love Kiss FM. Should I go more Cockney?
I don't know. I have no idea anything that band's done.
I would think there's at least one or two songs that you've mistakenly come across.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zane.
No.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zane.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zane left One Direction.
That guy needs pills.
It's okay for a guy to be emotionally unstable at the news? Maybe he's not unstable.
Did I cry when we found out that Malcolm was leaving AC/DC?
No.
Oh, we should put out a video for that.
Oh.
Bust off a bunch of stuff, flip cars over, set them on fire.
Blow up a building. We'll use video of the implosion at Texas Stadium.
Yeah, because most of the country wouldn't know what that was.
Nope. Well, at least from certain angles.
Well, they could tell it was a stadium, but they wouldn't necessarily know it was Texas Stadium. I love it when chicks wig out.
Use the nuke footage from Terminator.
Yeah. You want to make it look like something we had part of.
Yeah.
We need a break?
Yes.
Okay. We'll have a moment of silence. For Zane.
Zane.
Who left One Direction.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Too much? Too cheesy? Overkill?
Nah.
3:37. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy. KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in... Actually, let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-20 right at Houston School Road. Road construction there has the two right lanes shut down. Traffic there is backed up back to I-45. And in Grapevine, eastbound 114 right at Texan Trail. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from Mustang. About a 15-minute delay through that. Finally, one side street accident for you in Fort Worth. Northbound McCart Avenue just before I-20. Got an accident blocking the right lane that has traffic backed up back from Edgecliff Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Tonight, the skies will be clear and chilly with a low of 46. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 72. Right now, 65 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was thinking about that, was jacking around with that 1977 ABC Still the One promo.
Yes.
And obviously it was in mono, that you can just find it on the internet. Here's the original.
Okay.
Get a little into the meat.
Okay.
And we want you to know, after all is said, we're still the one you can turn to for a friend. Still the one you can turn to for cheer.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay. Now, after Chuck and me dicking around with it for a while...
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Oh my God.
Still the one that fits your style. You're still having fun. And we're still the one.
for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
Right on, brother.
Well, I hope you kids see what a monumental waste of time this has been.
Actually, it's a good exercise in cleaning up audio. And
actually, it is. It's very... I think you actually missed your calling. Besides being on the air, you probably should have been locked away in a studio somewhere doing promos and sweepers.
Producing.
Yes.
Oh, I still haven't added the guitar to it yet.
Oh, there's more. Yeah, what is it? I don't know if they still call it that, but the creative services director. Some radio stations would call the imaging guy or imaging director.
Well, I mixed it down. I produced it.
I know you did. That's why I said creative services or imaging director.
I would be a producer.
See, that to me, it's different. Producer sounds more like...
I'd like to be the producer for, like, Dumb Jam Records.
Imaging is your thing.
I think Chuck added... First of all, I cleaned up the voices.
Mm-hmm.
Then Chuck added bass guitar,
mm-hmm.
piano,
yep.
organ,
sure.
horns.
Why not?
I think there's a clavinet in there someplace.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's kind of like it's a keyboard thing, but it's a special sound of keyboard. You know what it was if you heard it.
Sure. I think the Addams Family, the intro to that, is the clavinet.
Unique percussion-y, organ-y sound.
I think Superstition has a clavinet at the beginning of it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is it clav or clab?
Clav.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are things that go on behind the scene.
Yes, there are.
Listen how bad this was. Not only mono, bad mono.
Yeah.
Jump to the end. What it's missing right there?
What's that?
Nice, good, long guitar scrape.
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Plenty of space.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
I like that we've remained humble.
We're number one because of the listeners.
I know. They should be proud.
Too many words to put in there. You made us still the one.
You made us number one.
Nah.
It's playing with lots of syllables.
Plus, if we left it with you're the one, and then they get cocky and they start calling in.
Can't have that.
No. I am curious, though, that I want to say her name was Julie. Chick that called in last night. We were talking about my dog I put to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She was going on her first date.
Hmm. Was that her name?
I don't know. Julie, Karen,
Catherine. I think it was Emily that was going on her date. Julie was the second chick who was disgusted by Emily. I don't know how I remember that. Anyways.
Regardless. I'm curious how that turned out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure not very well.
I don't know why she wasted any time unless she just got no matches at all on Match.com.
I would say to have
some guy pick a seafood restaurant knowing that she hated seafood and told her that he hated animals.
He didn't say he hated animals. He just said he wasn't an animal person.
No, that's not what she said.
Well, we don't know how. We can't trust her. He might have just said, you know what? I'm too busy to have an animal. Or whatever. I don't know. I'm not making excuses for this guy.
All I know is the way she said it.
My guess is there's two reasons why she went out. One was because she just wanted to get out and go do something and probably get a free meal out of it, unfortunately for her, seafood. The other...
Instead, it wouldn't have been a free meal. What are you going to have? What do they serve as appetizers at seafood restaurants?
It was various things. You can get, like, crab cakes or, you know...
Seafood.
Well, yeah.
They all have, like, a chicken strip basket or something.
Yeah, or some hush puppies. Everybody loves hush puppies. Or you can just ask for, like, a basket of, like...
Hush puppies?
Yeah.
We ain't got no time for that.
Daddy. Or you get a you just eat some of like the fry drippings, the fried fry that comes in the bottom of the fry baskets.
And I'll tell you the other thing is, well, first of all, anything fried, they probably use the same grease to fry everything, so it's gonna have a fishy taste to it.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, even like the kids' meal corn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tastes like calamari.
Why does my chocolate shake taste like catfish? And instead of ice, you use popcorn shrimp.
Because we're a seafood restaurant.
Maybe another reason he took her there was he knew it was going to be a cheap meal. You know she's not going to eat a lot.
She may not, but hang on. Let me see what they're working with price-wise here.
Sorry, I'll take these while you're digging around. Go ahead.
Damn.
Go ahead, Emma.
Oh, hi there. I'm a Cockney, and I just think that Dan's Cockney accent is appalling.
Well, we think your Texas accent sucks.
Oh, so do I. That's why I don't do it.
How long? Let me see if I can do it. How long have you been here?
I've been here 4 years and I still can't do it. All I can do is damn.
All she can do is what?
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Damn. That's about it.
Even then, that still sounds proper.
What about hell?
Oh, hell no.
That's not bad.
Yeah?
That's not bad. That's not bad. I can only cuss in Texan. I can't do the rest of it. I can only do it when I get angry.
Who does she sound like?
A British person?
Yeah, I know, but it's specific British. How long have you been? You said 4 years?
Yeah, on and off 4 years.
What brought you to the States?
Oh, some big fat trucker.
I'm gonna guess.
I met him on Facebook.
Really?
You flew here to meet a trucker you met on Facebook?
That's right. And I'm still here.
Where are you from exactly?
I'm from London.
How does Texas compare to London?
Hot. Hot. People are much more polite over here.
Did you say hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when I got off the airplane, it was like 110 degrees at 10 o'clock at night, and I felt like I'd been punched.
Well, both of those could have happened here.
No.
Even we don't get used to the heat.
No, uh-uh.
I wouldn't get punched. I'm from London. I'm hard.
She's what?
She's from London.
I know, she said I'm from London. I'm a hog?
Yeah.
You're fat?
No, that's not what she said.
No, not at all. I'm not fat. I'm slim.
How old are you?
I'm 44.
What do you weigh?
Oh, jeez.
Very tight jeans and a skull top.
About 9 stone.
Yeah, I'm a redhead.
Do you smoke?
Yeah.
What do you smoke?
Fat truckers?
Oh, no, just normal cigarettes. And yes, I do call them fags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When was the last time you smoked a fag?
I got one in my hand now.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk to him. How did you end up listening to this station?
My old man, he put it on once, and I'm just hooked because you wouldn't get away with the kind of stuff you say over in England. It'd be cut right off. So I thought it was hilarious.
Really?
So what is it the BBC does or does not allow?
Oh, anything you say. You know, the kind of innuendos, you know, dandos, anything like that. You wouldn't be able to get away with that.
They just recently
and
fired.
And I was just so shocked. I laugh my ass off every day.
I thought it was arse.
Well, it is arse. No, it's not ass, it's arse.
It's not arse?
Oh, no, not with the arse. Not arse.
There are different dialects. Some will say arse.
Okay.
She says arse.
I'm going to get you to cuss. I'll hit the delay, but I want you to say a word for me.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's try.
I'm turning you on now, aren't I?
It's just not as offensive.
Nope.
Don't say it again, by the way.
No, I won't. So, I'm a good girl.
How did things work out with the trucker that you met?
Yeah, not too bad till I met you. Now I just want to date you, so. He's sitting next to me laughing, so.
Do you know what I look like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Did you Google me?
I Facebooked you, and I sent you a message and told you to kick someone else off so you could get me on there, but
I don't check the messages on Facebook.
He's not very good at Facebooking.
I still use email, like russ@kegl.com.
Oh, okay.
You know, easy stuff, or russ@russmartin.com.
Things where he doesn't have to remember his password.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to do that then.
So what was your nightlife like? In London?
Nightlife was pretty good. Nightlife was pretty good. When I come over here and found out that you had dry counties, I was like, I nearly cried. I was like, what the beep? I couldn't believe it. Because, like, we were doing long haul on the truck. And
You went on hauls with him? You actually went on drives with the truck driver.
Yeah, that was our first date.
Where did he take you on the first date?
All over America.
That's actually not for us. That's not bad.
It's not.
I've been everywhere, but now we just go from Dallas to Paris, which is where we're based now, in Paris.
What if we could get him to drop something off at the radio station in Paris where Dan Lewis works now.
That's really annoying that we can't hear you in Paris.
You can on the iHeart app on a smartphone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
It's a free app.
We'll have to do that, definitely.
All right.
Because it doesn't sound very good on AM.
You know we're on FM.
Yeah, but you're out AM in the morning, aren't you?
You know too much about the show.
I know.
Okay.
Because I love it.
Have to go. Tea time.
Okay.
That means I have to piss.
Okay. I thought you was going to have tea and scones.
What?
Tea and scones.
Whoa. So she didn't like your accent.
It wasn't meant to be good.
I think we do it for the rest of the show to piss her off.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't remember the movie, but her accent reminded me of Paul Rudd in the movie where he just looks at a British person. Are you from London?
She was very Cockney.
Yes, she was. That is a good Cockney accent.
What?
So she sounded like almost every chick out of the Spice Girls movie. Spice World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder which Spice Girl she looked like.
Scary Spice?
Is she ugly?
No.
Came all the way over here. No offense to the truckers. I respect the truck driving man.
They know you do, as we all do. Lifeblood of a nation.
Man, honey, how do you do that courting to get her over here? Convince her to come over here, baby.
He showed her his semi.
Damn.
I got 10-4 gears in a Georgia overdrive.
And you know, at some point during their courtship, he told all his trucker buddies, I'm going to get me a classy broad.
Mm-hmm.
They all said, no, you ain't got a shot at that.
What do you say now? Got my own mobile lot lizard. You know, maybe we should be syndicated. If people can move here from another country and get the show.
Yeah.
But part of it may just be a shock to her system. I didn't realize the BBC was that limited.
I wasn't aware of that either.
They just recently fired one of their big presenters on Top Gear. It's one of their most money-making shows. And they fired him because he got in a fight with a producer, but he had a history of making racial remarks. Nothing really outright racist or anything like that, well, but jokes.
He was fired.
Because
he wasn't fined.
No, yeah, it was internal. He was fired by the company because he punched a producer. The racial stuff they lived with for a while, but once he attacked a coworker, they said, okay, now you got to go.
Oh, you can call him the word. You just can't touch him while you say it.
Nope.
Well, obviously, if there are limitations like that, as far as the BBC goes, yeah, we couldn't be syndicated in London.
No, but that also still surprises me because I always see on those commercials that were too hot for TV, most of them are European commercials, and a lot of them are commercials in the UK. And she said that we'd be kicked off radio in the UK for innuendo, and some of these commercials are outright in your face.
Maybe there are different standards for television.
Maybe.
Maybe the TV stuff is approved by the BBC before it goes on the air.
I suppose.
Where live radio, it's live radio. Alfie, what's line one?
She's calling about Zayn in One Direction.
Okay. Yes, Mindy.
Yes, Russ. Hey, just so you know, that whole One Direction thing is legit. I came home yesterday and my daughter was bawling. And I've got her in the car right now and she's got Zayn written all over her.
Let me talk. How old is she?
Okay, hold on here. All right, I put you on speaker. She won't put the phone up to her ear.
What's her name?
Presley.
What? Presley.
Presley?
Yes?
Why are you upset, sweetie?
Because I love that band.
Well, you know he's up here today signing autographs.
Yes?
Yeah.
He's doing a tour to thank all of his fans.
Do you know where we are?
No.
Where are you?
In Rockville?
Yeah. He won't be here that much longer. You want us to go get him so you can talk to him? Do you want to talk to him or not?
Sure.
Hang on a second. Okay. Here he comes.
Hi, is this Mindy?
Hi. I'm Zayn.
Hi, I'm Zayn. Hi.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
409. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. Get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road. Road construction has the two right lanes shut down. Traffic's completely stopped back to 45. in Garland, westbound 635, right near Garland Road. Got a car fire blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Centerville, Ferguson. Into Fort Worth now, southbound 35W, right at Western Center. Got a stalled vehicle blocking traffic there. Your backup is back from Heritage Trace. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Ridgemar. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Green Oaks, Lackland. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, clear, 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 72. Right now, 65 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Now, if any of the teenage girls want to see Zane, what's his name?
Malik.
Yeah. He's on our video stream with us. I wonder how you calm your kid down when they're having a fit about something like that. How do you explain to them what's important and what's not?
I don't think I would. Because, I mean, like the chick that just called in, her daughter's 14. I say at that point, you just let her go to her room and cry it out. Because what are you going to say?
How about, what are you crying about?
Well, that's not a kind thing to do. It's not nice to take someone's emotions and tell them that they're not valid. If she's sad,
well,
she's sad.
Yeah,
let her cry.
First of all, yeah, it is. It is a good idea to tell somebody their emotions aren't valid. Otherwise, you validate bad emotions. Well, this is my opinion. Well, it's stupid.
And that's your opinion. Girls cried when the Beatles went on the Ed Sullivan Show. They were so excited.
Well, I'm going to need a tighter shot there on Zane. Well, they cried when they went on the Ed Sullivan Show. But, Claude, you know how to use a zoom on that camera? Is it something beyond your technology?
I zoomed it.
Yeah, that's a good shot. Yeah, that looks real. I understand being excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never just gone berserk.
Well, it's because you've never been a teenage girl.
I was a teenage boy. But I'm sure there were.
No.
Teenage girl singers I had the hots for.
But it's not the same. Teenage girls, I mean, that's why we have video proof of teenage girls going crazy when stuff was in black and white all the way through now with poor Zane leaving One Direction. Girls just cannot stand it.
Chloe, is there anything in the library by directional?
One Direction.
Yeah. Got it loaded?
Yep.
Cowbell. Big fan.
Horton. You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up.
What we need to do is take this stand-up of him, cut out the mouth.
Right.
And then get Alfie to sing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I want to say I've heard this, but I don't think so. It's a standard melody for a lot of songs.
It's catchy, though.
Do you like it?
This is not my music.
Does your wife like it?
No, she doesn't. But it's catchy. You can't deny that.
It's a song I could get out of my head pretty quick.
Yeah.
not one of those, what do they call it, earworm?
Right.
Yeah, songs where it, you hear it and it's for the rest of the day. Like, I forgot the last, some stupid jingle I got caught in my head while I was looking at porn.
You had the Texas Lottery in your head for a while.
Like, love the Texas Lottery song.
For a couple of years, you had that jingle. The other day, and I don't know if it's more of an earworm thing. I think it was more just more like it was pounded into my head. It was like last Monday morning, I woke up, started to brush my teeth, and realized I was my brush strokes were to Merle.
Big wheels, mm-hmm. rolling like that.
Yep. Hi. Yeah.
You got your molars.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? The Texas Lotto jingle.
Jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I still have it. News to jack off to. Best of Samuel Jackson. Full metal jacket. Ha ha.
Jackpot. 6 days to hit the jackpot. Maybe today they'll draw my lucky numbers.
I wonder when they stop using this.
Jackpot. It could be my turn.
Jackpot.
With all the games I've got, I like my chances to do my celebration dances.
Jackpot. Every day.
Jackpot.
Another one.
Jackpot.
I'm ready to play.
Jackpot.
So I can hit the jackpot.
You just can't
win.
Jackpot.
To celebrate the jackpot.
Jackpot.
Makes you want to rage.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
In a mosh pit with a bunch of scratch offs. What about you, Zane? Nothing? Okay.
He's still collecting his thoughts. It's been a big week.
Did they happen to have one of those stand up cutouts of Zane Zacker?
They have them for each One Direction member. And I think a Bieber one and a Beyonce one, too.
Oh, man, we got a hell of a party in here.
We need a stand-up cutout of Merle.
Oh, yes.
And we could cut the mouth out, and I could do the lyrics.
You could use one of his most recent photos. Did anyone email that to you?
No, I got an email that said something about Merle finally got it right, but I don't know what they were talking about.
Finally got, that I don't know.
Okay.
I just know the image that was sent to me numerous times on Facebook, Twitter, all that.
Well, I've seen videos of some of his recent concerts, so.
This was posted, I think.
How bad?
Well, it's not bad. It was,
let me see.
This was posted on his son's Facebook page.
Oh, damn. Since shirt say I love haters.
Yeah, I heart haters.
Oh,
and then it's a hoodie says I heart haters, and then his hat's like one of those fishing hats with the San Francisco Giants logo, or a Gilligan hat.
Well, if he trimmed that beard back, I don't know what it is about old guys that let my beard grow out, or even young guys that let their beard grow out that look like a complete miniature Sasquatch.
Where it's just unkempt.
Are you laughing at Chloe? I'm talking about you.
I know, but like, I don't look like a Sasquatch.
Hang on a sec. No. Did you notice he's got a troll point in his beard?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that until just now.
Isn't that irritating?
Ew, quit twisting it, you freak.
Oh. Are you going to let it grow out and braid it?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
What, are you trying to look like Jesse Ventura?
I'm just being lazy. I just don't care.
Well, you do care because...
How long does it normally, when you do shave, how long does it take?
I don't know, a couple of minutes.
Wow, that sounds awful. A whole 2 minutes.
Well, as soon as it gets warm, I'm going to cut it off. It's getting annoying already.
Picked up any chicks since you had it?
Yeah, kind of, not really.
Postmenopausal?
Figured they could share trimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, there's a couple... people from up north seem to like it. Chicks from up north, I don't know why.
Maybe it makes you look manly.
I know. Certain chicks are into beards. Beards is like the thing. That's not the reason why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it out of pure laziness.
Okay. I think we shave him tomorrow.
We could do that.
You'll shave me? That's cool.
Well, not if you want it.
No. We can still do it. Because what's fun about shaving when you have a beard is you can do the different stages of shaving where you can play with your facial hair. And then with him, we can just leave it on one.
Well, who said we were going to use a razor? We still have the epilady.
Oh, Jesus.
A well-constructed point.
I all of a sudden don't feel so lazy. God, that thing.
Man, can you imagine if we stuck that thing on his that point in his chin? We could drag him around the building.
Mm-hmm. I think it would suck his face halfway through it. Like getting caught in a paper shredder.
You put it back, he's going to look like Edward James Olmos.
Are these more Zane? What's the guy's name?
Zane.
Zane what?
Malik.
More Zane Malik chicks?
Not Zane Malik chicks. Check online when it's calling about Kurt Cobain.
Does she not know?
She knows.
That was close.
Yes, Sarah.
Hey, I just wanted to give you some input on the girl side of being a teenage girl and being in love with a band. So Kurt Cobain died when I was like 4, but I got really into Nirvana's music when I started like 12 or 13, being a teenager. And I listened to their music for like 4, maybe 5 months, and then I finally found out that he was dead, and it was devastating. And it was really sad knowing that it had happened so many years before, but the same thing happened with the Beatles, actually, when I found out John Lennon died.
So how old are you?
I'm about to be 26.
Okay, John Lennon died around 80?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I wasn't born yet. I didn't know about it.
Oh.
So I was listening to the Beatles, and they were just these people. And then you get on the internet, and you start Googling stuff, and you find out about...
Oh, no, John Lennon's dead.
Yeah, I thought it was sad. Mm. I was impressionable. Young.
How are you now as an adult? Are you pretty well adjusted?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's not like you're crying at just random things you hear throughout your work day?
No.
I think that's
I'm not a big crier.
Okay. So it's possible then you grow out of it after your teenage years.
Yeah, I think it's just a young girl thing. She just got stuck on the wrong kind of music.
That's the real travesty.
Honestly, when you guys played the song, I turned the radio off and waited for a couple minutes.
Played the One Direction?
Yeah.
He didn't die. He quit the band.
No, you played one of their songs, so I turned off the radio.
Well, I know, but what's Kurt Cobain killed himself. First of all, yeah. I don't know how you mourn somebody that does that, but Zane just decided to do his own thing.
Well, yeah, but it's still a big deal. It's the dying of the band, the entity. It's like Paul McCartney can still go on, but he's never going to sing with John Lennon again.
You already know about Lionel Richie and the Commodores, right?
Vaguely.
Wow.
It's too a little far. Too...
Have you heard about Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
Dead.
No, like, I have the internet now. I know how to use those tools. I'm aware of people that have died many years ago.
Have you heard about James Hetfield?
I don't know who that is.
Metallica?
Dear God, woman.
Well, I know Metallica, but I don't know the names.
Oh, that's fair. I don't know the lead singers of all the bands.
No, I don't either, but just the really good ones.
Well, I know, like, my main favorite bands. I know who's in them, but...
Who are they?
That's it. Modest Mouse and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Suck.
Oh.
Who else? Modest Mouse?
Actually, I think you like Modest Mouse.
Thought Modest Mouse, is that the guy with a head?
No. That's Deadmau5.
I don't remember who Modest Mouse is.
They're an atheist band. The lead singer actually has a lisp, oddly enough, but you can't hear it when he sings. But they're alternative indie, I guess.
Oh. You know, Buck Owens died 9 years ago.
That's cool. I'm okay with that.
Well. Nothing else to say to her.
Oh.
I don't get. I don't know. Maybe we'll just have to assume it's a chick's perspective. You get wrapped up in the lyrics of a song. Oh, he's singing it to me.
Yes, he's cute. He sings to me. It's like, hell, even the One Direction song. It's like, what were they singing? You're pretty and you don't realize it, or mm-hmm. you're beautiful. Yeah.
Zach, anything?
Zane,
whatever. He wasn't in Saved by the Bell?
No. There was a Zach in Saved by the Bell, but that was Mark Paul Gosselaar.
What is he doing now? Is it a police show?
Yeah. I don't know if it's...
like a CSI or...
He was on, I think, one of the NYPDs or something like that at one point.
Oh. How did you enjoy that, Zach? Nothing?
Franklin and Bash. Wasn't he on that? On TNT?
Don't know.
Whatever.
Was that a guy in a pit bull?
No, that's Turner and Hooch. Alfie says line 3. Jesus.
Yes, Ann.
Hey, Russ. I'm black, so I can say this. That song that you
said yesterday. Hang on. I don't know that you're black.
I am black.
Prove it.
What do you want me to prove? Hey, I don't like Al Sharpton. How about that? Is that black enough?
No.
Test me. Test me on my blackness.
Black History Month is when?
February.
And Juneteenth signifies what?
When the niggas were smart enough to realize they've been freed.
What was the Emancipation Proclamation?
Well, when we were freed, when Abraham Lincoln finally said we're freed.
And how long did it take to get word to Texas?
Too damn long.
Okay.
All right, that's a good answer.
All right, you can use the N-word.
Oh, God.
That song that you guys played yesterday, Boss Nigga, is that a real song?
That was a movie, I want to say, out of the mid-70s.
He was starring, Alfie showed this to me yesterday, starring Fred Williamson, former football player.
Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious. My husband actually is white, and he got offended because I was laughing about it. I thought it was funny.
I loved it. I'm looking at it online now. It says part devil, part legend, all man. Fred Williamson is boss.
You can say, hey, I'm giving you permission to say
it says white man's town, black man's law.
So it's like a Dolomite kind of movie.
Let me see if I can see when it came out.
1975.
That was right at the height of black exploitation movies.
Yeah, two black bounty hunters ride into a small town out west in pursuit of an outlaw. They discover that the town has no sheriff and soon take over that position, much against the will of the mostly white townsfolk. They raise hell, chase women, and milk the locals for cash while waiting for the opportunity to get their man.
Think of it as a less racist version of Blazing Saddles.
I think you need to play that again as you go out into break. If you could, please.
We need to go to break, Club.
You made me one happy nigga right here.
All
right.
Oh, my God.
I will do it for you as long as I keep you people happy.
Okay.
What do you mean, you people?
White man in town, he's got trouble. Get in his way, he's gonna cut you down. Take it over. He can ride, he can shoot. Don't take nothing from nobody. Oh, he's black, bad, scared of nothing. Yeah, he's so bad. They call him Bob.
Back. Bosses.
We'll be back
to the Russ Martin Show. Special DJ set from Girl Talk. Tickets are on sale now at KDGE.com.
Are we still running Edge promos?
Yep, they're still in the log.
Did you talk to anybody?
No, I did not. I didn't realize that it was an issue.
Didn't I tell you yesterday their Edge promos running?
You asked if their Edge promos running. I said yes.
Would you think that would be an issue? Excuse me. Let me defer to Dan. Daniel?
Need more information.
Are they running BFD promos on the Edge?
I do not know. But I know they do cross-promotion quite a bit. There's some of our promos running on Lone Star.
Russ Martin Show?
I don't think Russ Martin Show, no.
Probably just Eagle in general stuff.
Yeah. What's it say about the Eagle on Lone Star? Don't listen to the Russ Martin Show?
No, what does it say that?
I would check with someone. I would guess that's probably a problem.
Okay. Alfie's holding his finger up.
Yes, Alfred?
For the past, I think, 3 years or so, they've run Edgefest promos on our show specifically. Because I'm guessing they know.
I thought they know what?
They know what's good.
My man. 4:43, another check on traffic. Al McCoy, El Hombre. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. A lot going on. Most of it's in Dallas. We'll start there. Westbound 20 at Houston School Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-45. An hour delay through that. Also in Dallas, eastbound 20 right at Lancaster Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to Polk Street. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Highline. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there's jacked up back from the 35-183 split. It's Carrollton now. Southbound I-35 right at Sandy Lake. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Corporate Drive. Finally, in Garland, westbound 635, right near Garland Road, got a car fire blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Centerville-Ferguson. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Al McCoy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Subway. Tonight, clear skies, 46 for low, then tomorrow, sunny. High of 72 right now, 66, and 97.1 the Eagle.
Go. Break 1-9.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
If we end up doing this song, and we probably will, at the White Trash Party, there will be listener participation.
Yes.
You're going to watch a video of Murphy Brown or whoever it is.
Sawyer Brown.
Thank you. And you're going to learn the dance steps. So if we do this song, whenever White Trash Party is August, you better know the steps.
Now, are you talking directly to me, or are you just looking
I said
at me?
The listener. Okay. Listener participation.
I'm just making sure.
All you got to learn is the chorus.
I'll be good with that. Because
I got the lyrics.
Perfect.
All you got to do is just come in on 6 days on the road.
I think I'm planning on, I'm going to try to be the, what is it, the bass guy in Oak Ridge Boys. Yeah, where he just kind of hangs out in the back, and then it's time for him to go in there and be all bassy.
Ba-ba, ba-ba.
Yeah, and you point at the crowd going, hey, hey, bu-bu.
Yeah, I don't think I really need
that. No, you got that thing. That yeah.
6 days on the road, and I'm, what am I doing in a truck?
Alfie, what did you say when you came in during the break about that that Zach or Zane Brown, whatever his name is, poster?
Did you want me to take it back?
Yeah.
Actually, the front desk girl said that they've been getting offers on the Zayn Malik cardboard cutout.
Well, they watched the video stream or just heard us talking about it?
No, people that were watching the video stream saw it and then called the front desk and were making offers on it. One person offered just to come pick it up. One person offered $20, and my favorite was a person that offered $20 and a high five.
I think they could. Obviously, we're not going to get anything out of it because it's not my stand-up.
No.
I think at this point, if they really want to milk the situation, I bet they could get a grand for it for Kids Kids Foundation.
That would be good.
Let's see if I remember our front desk number. Oh, yeah.
Nice. I didn't even know that.
How can I help?
How much for that Zane poster?
Not for sale.
What, even for a donation of $1,000?
Only if it's $1,000 and a high five.
What about a thousand, a high five, some knuckles, and
easy.
A thank you.
I'd have to go over that with Sammy, the coordinator for KISS.
Oh, okay. But $1,000 you'd take?
We'll see. We'll think about it.
Do I need to leave a name?
Yeah, let me go ahead and get your name.
It's Dan O'Malley.
Shut up! It's not me.
I bet if somebody offered a grand, KISS would take it.
Yeah. Especially going...
I should at least get 10% for the foundation for marketing it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Finder's fee. Makes sense. It happens all the time. And it's still going to charity.
Okay. What are we doing? Selling posters.
Yeah.
Talked about doing 6 days on the road.
And playing 70s blaxploitation songs.
My boyfriend wanted to know if that was real. No, it wasn't real. I went out and had a bunch of jingle singers put together some kind of boss song.
Will they do that?
No, they won't.
Just checking. And I knew I had asked the right person. Because I know that you can send stuff over, you know, to a production company that we have, and they'll, you know, whip some stuff up for you, but I figure they got to draw a line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They probably do you a Dandy Dago jingle.
Hmm.
So I'm Italian, I can get away with playing it.
There you go.
But probably not the N-word.
It's probably best. Save you from yourself.
Unless you just had to have it to rhyme. Or it was in your call letters.
That would be an interesting day at the FCC.
Well, there's great gospel radio. That's close.
It is? I do not get it. What do you ever mean?
Do you have any more audio you want to get to before we start news?
Sure. Since we were doing the accent thing earlier, and the lady from London called in, cut eight, there's a YouTube celebrity in Ireland who goes by the name Riyad K, and he posted a new video that's already had over 1 million hits since Sunday. He downloaded Grindr on his phone. That's the gay version of Tinder, the app where you swipe one way or the other based on whether you like or dislike.
Okay.
And then he gave that to his mother and had her read some of the messages that he had received after a posting.
How old is his mom?
Oh, 60s.
Want your cooked?
Oh.
Riyad, where are you getting these from? I've got a nice...
What was the first part?
You want your blank sucked?
Oh. Yeah, I do. But what does the audio say?
No.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Want your cooked?
Oh.
Riyad, where are you getting these from? I've got a nice package for you if you want to unwrap it. Riyad, is this for real? Did I really do that stuff? Really?
Would you have liked something like that in your
no,
day?
No, I would have been terrified. Danny, group fun. What does that mean?
They want to play Monopoly together.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't understand most of this.
Really?
No, I would have been terrified. Danny, group fun. What does that mean?
Group fun. What does that mean?
Oh, group fun.
Mm-hmm.
They want to play Monopoly together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know that's not what it is.
What's up? Where are you from, mate? Two tops looking for bottom for fun.
Two tops.
I don't know if I want to keep doing this.
Two tops looking for a bottom?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that works either, but I just...
I'm going to guess somebody's on the bottom. And two guys are on the top.
Well, I mean, that's what it would be, you know, if you went at it literally. But I think when they say top, bottom, I think that means giving and receiving. And I think that can happen in whatever position you were able to get yourselves into.
Well, that would be a 69.
No, whatever position you can get yourself into, you as the top or the pitcher. The bottom would be the catcher.
But she said two tops and a bottom.
It's you're reading it too literally. That doesn't mean
is a guy on top wearing a top hat?
Not necessarily. He could if he wanted to.
I think it would look more manly.
Maybe at the very least sophisticated.
What if I wore a monocle?
A top hat. Put your hand on your hip.
With a cane. It would like being butt by Mr. Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Or Colonel Clink. I wish we knew somebody really old.
Why?
To get some disgusting text, too.
Why is it? I would feel bad doing that.
They're probably not going to get most of it.
Maybe not.
Like, maybe go into an old folks home. Hey.
I think that's elder abuse.
Wouldn't you like to read some stories to children? Here's something that a talk show host in North Texas who supports police and fire and loves animals, he wrote a short novel called 50 Shades of Black.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Why not read this to the children?
Oh, please, God, don't.
It sure has a lot of the N-word in it.
Well.
I think they should learn it.
That's probably the part the old folks are used to.
I'll be okay reading that. You give me a carton of cigarettes, like I get from Dr. Thornton every time he comes in to visit.
Okay, we can do that.
And I'll just use my bedpan as the ashtray.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to hit. The smell is a little off.
Well, one kind of cancels out the other.
Not really.
Oh. Just smells like hot poo.
It doesn't work like kitty litter. Oh. Think of it as piss fajitas. That's what it smells like.
I wish you hadn't have told me that.
With a little twist of lime.
Ew.
I make it myself.
You want credit for that?
Would you like some? It's nice.
No. You keep it.
There's a banana in the bedpan.
Why?
You go ahead. You take that banana.
I don't think so.
Quoting from the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did we start news?
We have not, no.
Okay. Oh, we don't have time, do we? Mm-mm. Give me another audio clip.
Oh, okay, how about this? Cut 9. Not really sure why, but why not? It's Luke Bryan talking about 2 years ago about why he loves the ocean and the beach.
I grew up 3 hours from Panama City.
Where'd you grow up?
3 hours from Panama City. I grew up 3 hours from Panama City. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. I think everybody has an attraction to water and the beach and a lake and rivers and all that stuff. And I've always been that way. I think, you know, the beach just makes you feel good being out on the water, the salt air, all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I
go out in the water. Wish I could do it. I can't. You go out in the water and you just piss free. Like, born free. You want to sing while you're pissing in the ocean. Born free. Free as the wind blows. pissing on dolphins.
As a boy, we went to vacations there, and so there's nothing like rolling the windows down and smelling the beach when you're rolling into town.
Good luck cruising through Galveston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't go to Galveston. This is gross. I went there one time and stepped on a syringe. That's why, growing up in Georgia, we go to the area known as Florgia.
What is that?
Florida, Georgia. Like my boys, Florida, Georgia Line. They didn't like when I gave them the band nickname Florgia. They said, no, Luke, that's too hip. But man, I love the water. I love being wet.
Drove through Galveston, rolled down the window, went, no, this is a bad truck stop. Just keep moving.
Yeah, there are some smells even I do not like.
There's a lot lizard with some type of infection.
It smells like blue cheese.
Alfie, what is 7?
She's calling about the top and bottom thing.
Yes, Kaylee.
Okay, so I was listening to y'all's show, and I heard y'all talking about the Irish guy with the YouTube channel.
Oh.
And the way the two tops looking for a bottom works is you got one guy, or there's two of them that are dominants, and they're looking for a submissive. You got one in the back and one working at his mouth.
So I was right. There's two guys and one on the bottom.
Yep.
Okay. How do you know that?
I have a lot of gay friends.
And they talk about that?
Freely. They are not ashamed of their sex lives.
Well, you know, as a...
Most men aren't.
As a heterosexual, we're talking about me now. Mm. I've talked about three ways I've had, but it's always been with two women. Maybe
I've
it's
been
just...
in one of those.
What?
I've been in one of those.
You've been one of mine?
It's almost
you in a three-way with you, another chick, and a guy?
Yeah.
Who was the guy your boyfriend?
No.
You were the third.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
How'd they bring all this up?
They just asked. I'd known them for a little while, and they just asked, so.
I'm curious how the guy brings it up to the girlfriend.
Actually, she's the one that brought it up because she was bisexual.
That helps.
Yeah.
Well, anytime I've had a three-way in the past, thank you for making me horny at work.
Yeah.
Anytime I've had it, why does me being horny make you sick?
Because I don't want to know that you're horny. I'm in the room with you for the next 2 hours.
I didn't say it was hard. I just says horny. You mean horny, not hard? I lied.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
507. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Highway 310, about an hour delay through it. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Highline, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from 183. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Sandy Lake, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Business 121. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820 right at Beach Street, got an accident there. This one is blocking the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped back from Roof Snow. That is about a half-hour delay through that. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Clear skies tonight, 46 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 72. Right now, it's 66 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I forget what his name was. It was either Justin or Dustin. I brought him up a couple of months ago. Worked at the 7-Eleven not too far from my house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your pizza place.
Yeah, when I finally opt for pizza. And, Monday night, the day that I had to put Rocco down, and went, I'm having pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget his name. Justin Dustin. We'll just call him Justin.
Okay.
He was there. Talked to him for a second. Then I stopped in there Tuesday night to get some NyQuil. And there's this guy that he works with. I won't say he hates this country, but he doesn't trust it at all. And I don't know why he picks me to get into political conversations with, especially when you can't get into a lot of it if I'm just checking out.
Yeah, that's not exactly the best place for any discussion, let alone conspiracy theories.
And I'm just wondering if he tortures Justin, because Justin must talk about the show a lot. And so I'm checking out, and he said, I was talking to your buddy, and he said, I told him that, you know, if the FCC doesn't like something that your buddy says, they'll pull him off the air. He goes, is that true? I said, no. They can't do it? I said, if the station does something that violates any of the standards, regulations, they can yank the license. So they can pull your show off the air. That would be a result of...
Right.
I said, but since the Communications Act of 1934, however many years that was, 80...
That's a number of them.
I can't recall any station having its license totally yanked. Could be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
I think almost all radio stations' licenses are immediately approved. It's like less than 1% from what I've read in the past that aren't immediate, but almost all of them, even the ones that are delayed, are approved. Well, you can't say anything that you want. Yeah, I think it can. No, you can't. Where do you work again? I hate to cop it too, but where do you work again?
That's one of my favorite things. Yes, tell me my job.
Oh, God.
Tell me what I'm allowed to do. Tell me what I'm not allowed to do. Oh, broadcasting guru that you are.
I said, in the 80-some-odd years, I said, radio was regulated, I think, since the late 20s, and then the Communications Act of 1934 that actually formed the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and those, how many years is that? I forgot I got a calculator on this computer. 2015 minus, what did I say, 1934?
Yeah, go 89. Right, 91.
81 years. So it's close.
That's what I said, 81.
Said in those 80, well, I just threw out 80 years.
Yeah.
Said the 80 years, nobody's ever been yanked off the air by the Federal Communications Commission for their position on something. He goes, oh, but it's coming. I went, based on what? And this is while we're sitting there checking out. Now he's getting me twisted. Because this, obviously, this stupid mother doesn't know anything.
Right. And you know.
I said, so in 80 years, you've got no track record of anybody being yanked off the air by the Federal Communications Commission for what they said. Companies can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his response is going to be. Well, the FCC commanded them to do it. And I don't know where this guy is from, but he's an immigrant.
Okay. Which really, I mean, the immigrant thing is what he's saying.
And you hate to be a redneck.
But what he's saying has been echoed by rednecks.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not like it's focused only on immigrants that feel this way. There are more people in this country that don't trust it than probably people outside of it.
We have more freedom today than we ever have in the existence of humanity with the internet. You can get on and put whatever you want. And just recently is the DOJ finally catching up and saying, maybe we should start looking at the internet and prosecuting people for slander, libel, whatever it is, whether they're saying it or writing it. But I couldn't get that far into the conversation with him.
Yeah.
That's really kind of odd, too, because most immigrants that you meet, they love this place.
This guy said he's I don't think he's ever said I hate this country. He said on several occasions, I do not trust this government. And I made a point to mention to him on the way out. I said, you know, if the FCC or another agency decides they don't like what you're saying on your cell phone, they could tap into that, just in case you were curious. Slickola.
Slickola. The extra turn of the knife.
Well, and just to argue, I went, 35 years I've been in radio. Well, they just don't let you say whatever you want. I went, dude, of the 4 or 5 billion people on this planet, you just lost the lottery.
Yeah, he really did, because you found the one guy. Yeah, and again, what he's saying, I can't figure out if it sounds...
I'm the needle in the hayseed stack.
Yes, you are. Because I've heard people say those things before, and Alfie's right. It's not usually from an immigrant. It's usually somebody else. It's usually someone that's here that thinks, you know, those are the 9/11 truther people. Those are the ones...
Mm-hmm. If I ever walked in, which I try and just make it quick, in and out, and I think he's torturing Justin for whatever, because Justin may just go on and on about the show, and maybe he just threw it out just to shut Justin up, one of the employees. Mm.
I bet not. Most people that have those types of views believe them thoroughly, even though they're not based on anything factual. That's what I was saying. So it sounds reminiscent of a 9/11 truther person, but it also sounds reminiscent of a staunch conservative who hates the president and hates this current administration and trusts nothing about it.
Then how do you get up every morning? I've asked this question many times. There is no answer. How do you get up every morning and enjoy the day ahead? Because what I do, short of days that bad things I know have to happen, I look forward to getting up. I look forward to enjoying my pornography. I'm just now getting into the mindset of going back to the gym.
There you go.
Thanks. Thanks, my chillin'. I don't know. There was something about Rocco passing. Had some type of epiphany or something. I don't know what it is. But I look forward to getting up and going to work. Even if it's something as stupid as taking a 1977 jingle from ABC and trying to spice it up so we can use it on the air. Mm-hmm. But you got the people that wake up and go, what's the government going to do to me today?
Probably nothing.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to try and spray over my house again. They claim it's for skeeters.
It is.
But I did not. I live in Dallas. Why ain't they flying over Mesquite? Huh? And I shoot them down. They fly over my house.
No.
I've called in before.
No.
I own it all the way up to purple.
Oh, stop.
Am I making that up?
No, you're not.
You know, for a while, I thought we were until we pulled his call back up. he really said.
I own it up to where it turns purple.
Yeah, and at what altitude, elevation is that?
Purple, you know, right after. Bluish.
Yeah. It goes, blue, purple, space.
Now, space I don't claim.
No.
Because that's ugly.
Yeah.
I ain't no space squatter. Mm-hmm.
But I bet he has a star named after himself.
I just don't.
And a small chunk of the moon.
It's almost, did I say the name of the convenience store?
Yeah, he said 7-Eleven.
Well, I wasn't going to say it again. It's almost like you want to call him and go, I'm not sure, but this guy that you've got working for you really hates this country. Mm. I don't know if maybe you should sit down and visit just to make sure that his comments are benign and he's just mouthing.
Right.
Or he's looking for allies. I am speculating, and it's got nothing to do with the Southland Corporate, whoever owns 7-Eleven at this point.
All just, great folks. Great company, great store.
Just as why Why would politics? In fact, it seems like that would be a company policy. Don't engage in, hey, it's a nice day, isn't it? Well, of course it is. The government controlled the weather.
Okay.
I just wonder if I'm going to have, I can't remember his name, Justin or Dustin. Have him call and see if this guy's giving him a hard time. Because Justin looks like, or sounds like somebody to just go,
well, hope he don't say nothing ugly today because I surely like that show.
Well, you know, the FCC, if they don't like what he says, they can pull him off.
Oh, no.
So Justin is Forrest Gump.
Yeah, kind of like a savant without the savant part.
Man, you just really want to find a new pizza place, don't you?
I don't get pizza that often at 7-Eleven.
I'll show him the savant. I will poop in his pepperoni.
Wait till you open up this box of pizza. You never know what you're going to get. Oh, it may look like pepperoni. But it might be the hemorrhoids. That they got from running.
If the guy was trying to collect allies, I don't think he would do it so publicly.
I don't know. Why bring it up every time? And then to throw out just a, I guess Justin told him what I did. And it,
on the other hand, in addition
and, well,
to.
Well, the other thing was he was throwing out things that it didn't even make any sense. He said, well, I said, so in the 80 years that the government has regulated the airwaves along with telephone, any other form of communication.
TV remotes.
Nobody's ever been yanked off. There have been investigations, like in the 50s with the, Alvy was the guy that leaned over and smoked the pipe.
Oh, God.
That guy.
Good night and good luck guy.
Yeah, the,
Not Murrow. Is it Murrow?
Edward R. Murrow, I think, was the good guy. McCarthy.
Oh, McCarthy. Yeah. He was the Senate guy.
Yeah, Joseph McCarthy.
He was looking just to paint people communists based on their views.
Yeah.
You've had groups go after individuals, but I don't think ever has the FCC said, I do not approve of what he said, yank him off the air. But I'm not going to have that conversation with his jack-off behind a counter at 7-Eleven. No slam to 7-Eleven because most of them, it's like, you know, I was a jack-off working at fast food places, working my way up. But I certainly didn't have political conversations with people who had been in the industry for 3.5 decades. I said, so in the 80 years, nothing's happened. You think something's about to happen now? Yes. I went, based on what? Oh, they're cracking down. On what? Well, it's going to get worse. I said, how? Well, it just is. And that's when I was walking out the door. I went, first of all, you know, if they don't like what you say on your cell phone, somebody's going to tap it, and you better stay off the internet, slick.
Yeah, that sounds to me like one of those Alex Jones type listeners. On the other hand,
I think Alex Jones is
he's
you probably could come to a logical. Just some type of medium ground with Alex Jones. If you said, all right, look, you don't like gun control, but you don't like nuts with guns. So instead of a 7-day waiting period, how about 3? Even Alex Jones, the idiot that talks like this, that thinks the government's got some type of weather controlling machine where they drive it around tornadoes in the air, making wind. They could eat even heat. First of all, I think most of his is an act.
Yep.
This guy at the convenience store, I shouldn't leave pissed off. And I shouldn't let an idiot piss me off who's done. I went, another thing I said is, dude, start reading books. Stay off the internet.
Which is very, very, very good advice.
Well, if the government has the ability to govern the books. They can tell you what you can and can't print.
Maybe it's possible. He's just, he experienced
Somebody pissed him off at one time with the government. I don't know who it is or how.
And it could have been his previous government, whatever country he came from. He may not be very trusting of government.
Wherever you come from, I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
You land on this soil, and it's land of the free, home of the tards, but it's still the land of the free. Mm-hmm. And how you could complain about anything. So I don't trust this government. You ever live in Iraq? Iran?
Syria?
Any of those places that the stone people, just because they may...
they were out after dark?
Or... Never mind.
Didn't have a chaperone?
That. Maybe drew a unflattering picture of Allah.
Mm-hmm. Tried to vote.
Of all the complaints you can have about this country, we got the best gig going. And I hate to sound simplistic, but it is. Where else? I would think whoever that English chick that called earlier, I'm sure they have a lot of freedoms in England.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's still pretty good in England. Canada's not bad either.
I like the fact that she said people were, I always thought people in England would be more courteous. But she said people in
I think she meant Texas.
Texas, people are more courteous. I don't know which part of Texas they live in. Obviously, it's not in Dallas, Fort Worth, Dallas or Tarrant County, Collin County, Benton County, Johnson County, Ellis County.
Parker.
Any place where I drive. Because most of those are holes. But there are a few from time to time. I was carrying in a bunch of stuff today, and I was about 30 seconds behind a lady who got on the elevator. And I'd be damned if that bitch didn't hold the door open for me.
It was very nice of her. Damn.
And I got in, I went, thank you, bitch.
Proper gentleman.
You know, had I said thank you, ma'am...
Yeah.
What? She'd have gone off on you for calling her ma'am?
She'd have gone Stretch Armstrong on me. You call me ma'am? I don't get how you work for an American. Is 7-Eleven still owned by an American company?
They're actually Japanese now.
Okay. So the vapors got a hold of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Regardless, I'm sure they have rights and privileges in Japan. Mm-hmm. But to actually vocalize that to a customer who is obviously American, I don't think you could look at me and go, yeah, maybe Venezuelan.
Maybe.
What the hell does that mean?
Do you know what a Venezuelan looks like?
I'm sure they're a little darker skinned.
Not always.
Or they have, really?
No, I mean, there are some
that
have
an accent, wouldn't they?
Most, but...
Would they sound like this?
No.
Okay, then.
But now you're just playing it up. Like, I think Juan Pablo from the Bachelor, I think he was Venezuelan.
And I was dark skinned and I found a Venezuelan. Was it I?
I think he was blonde.
You have never heard of the Clorox?
Well, you may have bleached your hair, but he wasn't, you know, the super dark skin. He just looked
like
a tan guy.
Well, you don't have to be super dark skin. Not everybody has to be a super darky.
Right. That's what you're saying, is that in order to be from Venezuela, they got to just have this super dark skin.
All right. People from Mexico are dark skinned.
Not all of them. Look at Alfie.
I'm from Mexico.
Huh?
I am from Mexico.
I didn't say you were. I was just saying, but you come from Mexico.
Were you born in Mexico?
Hell no.
Your family, some half
but
of it was.
But Alfie's kind of olive-skinned. He's not pale. He is on camera. I have to light him that way, so people, you know, the Klans people still listen.
Have to.
You certainly don't want to scare off that crowd.
All right, so if you had to guess, if I said nothing, Guess where I was from.
You're olive skin too.
Yeah.
You and I are pretty much the same complexion.
So you would guess.
You're multinational, and that's a damn good thing.
I'm going to go Spanish.
I'm okay with Spanish.
Maybe even...
Because Italian is close to Spanish.
Maybe even Portuguese. Exotic. The tip of Europe.
I don't know. I seem to be proud of the Italian heritage.
And Italian would also make sense.
Only because we kill people for no reason. And then once you're made,
mm-hmm.
you can't get killed.
The status thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get to shoot people in the trunk of your car while you ask them questions.
Yeah, they put that in the passport.
Let's see, what shirt was I wearing last night? My NYPD t-shirt.
Okay.
Okay. I wouldn't wear that if I didn't love this country. I would think that would be the last person to tell. And it's a big patch on that t-shirt that I've got.
Yeah.
I don't think I would say that. That's why I don't trust this government. I don't know where this guy's from. He's dark-skinned. I know he sounds like an immigrant. And that's about it. I make no judgments based on that. It just, you know, even if Justin said, well, I don't trust this country. That's why I'm forming me. The
United Justin States.
Really?
There's United more than one. States of Justin.
There's more than one?
You know, states?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Really?
Give me a second. I'm Justin. I'm slow. Hang on. I'm having to watch your pizza. It takes 90 seconds. Justin. Justin here. Justin.
You do like North Justin, South Justin?
No, that's a cop out. Oh. Can't come up with your own state name. North Dakota, South Dakota. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
West Virginia, Virginia.
What's that state right above Oklahoma?
Kansas?
Yeah. They used to be called North Oklahoma, and they got embarrassed.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
542, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. Now listen. It's KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up, back from Highway 310. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from Fort Worth Avenue. Still in, let's move into Fort Worth. Eastbound I-30, right at Highway 287, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up, back from the university. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820, right at Beach Street, got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up onto 183, back from Precinct Line. This one's also slow on the northbound East Loop, back from Trinity Boulevard. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to BFD Sunday, May 31st at the Jexa, featuring Pretty Reckless, In This Moment, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Freakin' Zombie. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Tonight, clear skies, 46 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 72. Right now, it is 66. But 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
That comment you made about J.R. Schumann, ops manager at KSCS.
Mm-hmm.
You'll talk about that on the air or not?
Well, it's in the Star Telegram.
Oh. Well, what's it saying?
The headline from our Robert Philpott says, Rihanna and Kanye West on KSCS, what gives? It's not all that unusual to hear a Taylor Swift song at a country station. She got her start in country, after all, before crossing over to pop. It is unusual to hear Blank Space and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, which is, it kind of pushes the boundaries of what a country song is.
Blank Space, whatever.
It's those two songs are by Taylor Swift, but those are her pop crossover. Those are her pop songs.
Okay. Well, Shania Twain went pop.
She did. But Shania...
What about Kanye West? Robert being cute?
No. As first reported Monday by Radio Insight, songs such as Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do, Avicii and Allo Black's Wake Me Up, Capital City Safe and Sound, some other pop stuff, and then the Rihanna, Kanye West, Paul McCartney collaboration at 4 or 5 seconds have found spots on the playlist. The station is still mostly
How come
country.
Nobody writes up when we play Merle?
Yeah. Damn.
Heritage Rock Station in Dallas-Fort Worth since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
I play Merle.
And Buck.
And Buck and Sawyer, Murphy Sawyer. Who?
Sawyer Brown.
Sawyer Brown.
Tom Murphy.
Who?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, but KSCS adds Kanye to their playlist. And that's a big deal.
The station is still mostly country. The pop songs air rarely, usually once every hour or two.
Do the songs have any type of country feel to it?
No. Now, granted, the Rihanna, Kanye West, Paul McCartney song, 4 or 5 seconds, that's not a standard Rihanna, Kanye West song.
Is that the length of the song?
No, it's the name of the song.
Then I wouldn't play it. Was there a quote from our buddy J.R. Schumann?
No. Yeah, Robert Philpott tried to get one, but didn't get one. He said the question is, Robert says, this is all, of course, an attention-getting stunt. The question is, why the stunt? Program director J.R. Schumann has not responded to an email requesting comment.
Well, I bet we can get one. We want an exclusive, and then Robert Philpott will have to quote us.
Because that's where you turn to get your country news, is the Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we call Hawkeye to find out when Motley Crue's in town.
It's always helpful that he knows.
I can't imagine. We looked at the ratings, and KSCS was fine around the day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one of the things they said is perhaps it's a way for KSCS to separate itself a little bit from the Wolf, even though they're owned by the same company now. So they try to find a way that they don't necessarily directly compete with each other.
It's like up here. There has to be some type of separation since Clear Channel owns KZPS, KEGL, and The Edge. There are going to be some songs that we all share.
Yeah.
Except in the afternoons, and there is no sharing.
Nope. We're a proprietary. Mm-hmm.
So I can see wanting to carve out a niche for each station. But I mean, the KSCS is really playing Kanye. Not just Kanye straight, but with other people.
Yeah. And some other pop songs.
Alfie, do you have JR's phone number?
I believe I do.
Would you see if you could get the operations manager for KSCS on the phone?
You got it.
And if he says anything... This show is copyright 2015 by not only Russ Martin, Inc., but iHeart and Clear Channel, who love to sue people and know plenty of people whose name end in E-I-N.
Okay. Did
that say it loud enough?
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I felt it.
And they won't leave a piece of meat on a bone.
Cumulus, that's the company that owns KSCS and the Wolf, has been launching Nash and Nash Icon formats all over the country. But KSCS and the Wolf are a potent duo in Dallas. Also, Radio Insight notes that another Cumulus station that's already a Nash format.
What is Nash?
Cumulus has been launching Nash and Nash Icon formats all over the country.
What is Nash?
It's Nashville, country formats.
Well, how does Kanye work into Nash?
I was getting there.
Okay, well, you kept using Nash. Normally you explain what it means before you get there.
Oh, I thought it was obvious. I'm sorry.
I don't know what I thought NASH stood for, something like American Singers Hicks, and the N stands for something else.
Yeah, NASH is the name of the country format Cumulus has been rolling out.
Never heard of it.
Radio Insight notes, another Cumulus station that's already country is also playing pop songs.
You know, when Young Country was really big, 105, did they play any pop? I know it was more contemporary country.
I think it was all just new country. Wasn't really any of the crossover pop stuff.
But they had that swinging morning guy. Talk like this. See?
Let's do it now.
The one that did the stunt about, hey, there's a $100 bill hidden in the library in Fort Worth or whatever.
A.W.?
Pantoja.
Yeah.
Yep.
Woo!
Hey, it's A.W. Pantoja and my sidekick.
What's your name, bitch? I want to say it was Martha, but I don't think that's right. I know they kept him when we moved to talk.
Yeah, he did.
That's a good idea.
He did middays, didn't he? Initially,
I think it was afternoons. We took over. We did mornings because they knew Stern was coming.
That's right.
And they moved AWC. I don't know if they worked any pop in there or not. I just would be curious what JR is up to.
JR is not answering his cell phone right now.
You little pissy bitch, you better pick that phone up. Otherwise, I'm going to give out the number on the air. I've been nice to you, your company, and I grieved along with you. You pick up that phone. I ain't jacking around with you. You wouldn't have that job at KSCS as ops manager if it wasn't for me.
What?
Shut up and go.
Yeah, JR.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better call that man.
Or maybe he wants to leave it a mystery, and then Robert Philpott will write about it again.
Could be. Yeah, it's like Philpott said. It could just be some stunting stuff just to get people talking about it. On the other hand, he may just be on the pot, not wanting to answer his phone.
I answer the phone on the pot.
Well, you do, but you're, I guess, gross. If I called you and you were going number two, you'd answer?
I have answered the phone in the commode. Are you calling BS?
No, I'm just wondering, is it someone that you knew?
I was on the commode and the phone rang and it was Monday and it's at Arbor Hills Pet Clinic.
Okay, that's different.
Say it.
Say what?
You better come up with it on your own.
You want me to apologize for thinking that you wouldn't answer a phone on the toilet?
I do.
Unless it was something unfortunate. So, yes. We all have our exceptions, but for the most part, I'm not going to answer the phone if I'm on the toilet.
Well, obviously, I'm not as narcissistic.
Oh, please. I would answer the phone in the same that way in that situation.
I got an email from a guy. He goes, man, I don't think your dog died. I think you've been playing this up just to get some extra poo nanny.
What?
Yesterday, near the end of the show, chicks were called in. They were crying.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'd like to play it off as it was a nice big plan.
Mm-mm.
But that was totally unforeseen. We share everything else. It was something I couldn't dodge. I felt like the show was suffering. I didn't really want to use it as an excuse, but I didn't want people to think I was just blowing the show off because my mind was elsewhere.
Right.
But how it made people cry. I got email from a guy that said he was crying.
Well, I mean,
and I don't get it because when people go, well, my dog died. Yeah, that's too bad. Mine haven't.
Not everyone thinks that way or feels that way.
Well,
especially not with, you know, not with that, the tones is like, mine's alive. I don't care about yours.
understand your dog died. You know, the same thing happened to me.
Yeah, it's always about you.
Well, I just want to let you know that I can empathize because, you know, I had a dog for 14.
I had mine for 16, so you already lose.
Can I finish the story?
If you want me to be interested, no.
Well, can I just hang up and listen?
I'd prefer you didn't.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Just hang up. Sorry, I just looked up.
Is anything good?
One of the guys from Plan 9 from outer space died.
Are we supposed to be surprised by that?
I don't know. He seemed like a good guy in the movie. He slapped around the aliens.
Hey, that's pretty good. I know that they're showing some black and white clips and all, and so...
Well, Plan 9 was in black and white.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what I mean is...
That guy right there died.
Okay. Did he look like that when he died?
I say you look pretty good up, and I saw older interviews. They were interviewing him about Plan 9, and they go, well, you know, how did it go? He goes, man, this guy didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, really?
I turned one way, and I went, where's the set? And I turned back around, and went, you're in it.
Okay.
Well, what's this supposed to be? It's a cockpit of an airplane. This is a curtain and two car steering wheels.
Perfect.
That's exactly right. Action! That was my Johnny Depp.
Very nice. Doing Ed Wood.
I know we're off topic again. I don't know. Maybe it would affect me if I saw James Garner on a TV show interview talking about him putting a pet down. That might affect. I don't know.
It would.
I hurt for the person.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't know the dog, I can't hurt for the pet.
Right.
But I just didn't expect anybody to, and that's why I didn't really want to talk about it at length, as I obviously have done, is because most people don't care.
I think most people care. I don't know how many of them, you know, want to hear about it at length, but because most people...
So I talked about it too long.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is most people, I don't know if they want to hear about it at length.
I'm calling in, and I think Dan's right. I think he talked about it too long. Oh. Nobody wants to hear about you and your dead dog. Everybody's got dead dogs. Dead dogs all over the place.
That's true.
Why am I supposed to grieve over your dead dog? You're right, Dan. Keep on trucking. Stay right on the man.
Put your fist down.
You were saying?
What I was saying is some people aren't, you know, we know this, some people aren't as into animals as we are, and therefore they're not going to hear about it at all. Other people say they are, but really, other people just appreciate the fact, like you said, sharing something personal, whether it's something funny or something sad.
But people don't want to hear about the sad.
Not usually.
But there was nothing I could have faked it all the way through and probably nobody would have known. And it just, I think the biggest thing that pissed me off was the original owner of the dog that I used to date left a dog with me, and that was probably the only reason I brought it up, was she had absolutely no concern. Two of her dogs. Kahlua, the first one to go a couple of years ago, and then Rocco. And no, nothing. I hear from exes from the 90s and the 2000s that had nothing to do with the dogs. Sorry for your loss. I know there's nothing I can say.
Maybe they can tongue something, though, the next time they come over to make you feel better.
You think you can swing by and maybe I could just have a hug around your face? But the reason the guy thought I was playing it on the air that it wasn't really true was, man, you just trying to get some dead dog on the side.
Alfie says Jarrah's on the hotline.
Oh. Mr. Schumann.
Mr. Martin.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing.
Are you calling because I threatened you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to make a comment on the story that was in the Star Telegram today?
No.
Okay.
Hey, we already got more than Philpott got.
Yeah. Yeah, you just told us more than Philpott. You didn't even return his call.
Or not even an email.
Yeah. I want to ask you about what you're up to. First of all, I think you're copying me.
You think so?
Well, if you're playing pop music on a country station and I'm playing Merle on a rock station, who started it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, the hell you did. Because I seriously doubt you got any jock over there with high enough ratings to do whatever they want. Short of Hawkeye.
Oh, ouch. Now you're just being mean.
Did we just meet?
Why did I even call?
I'll respect the fact that you don't want to say anything because you're either up to something or you're not, and I respect that. And I hope in our years together you pick that up from me. What? Let me ask you this. How is, I don't know who else is on the show, but how is Mark doing?
He's doing really well. He's doing good. I mean, for a guy that lost his best friend of 27 years, you know, but he's doing well.
What are you guys calling the show in the morning now?
We're still calling it Hawkeye and Dorsey. It was one of those things where it's like, we can't just pretend like he was never here. And so we're working through that.
I think
it's more of a tribute than it is anything else.
And I think it's a good template to follow because when David, a kid passed away, they didn't change the name of the show. Mm-hmm. And the ratings, they're still number one in the morning. So, you know, obviously kid taught his co-host well. Now, if I died tomorrow, it would be the Dan Clough, Alfie, and Kenzie show with no reference to me whatsoever.
No, hang on. That is not true. Kenzie's name would be nowhere near it.
It would be featuring Kenzie. That would be about.
You're making the assumption that they continue the show.
You please.
You don't think?
I let them have a day on their own without me when I was out sick or I didn't want to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they handled it on their own, and that was a day that I never told them this personally.
You want to take our headphones off so you can tell JR without his hearing?
I prefer you guys not hear it.
All right, hang on.
All right.
Okay.
I was proud of the fact that they were to carry it off and possibly picked up something from me but used their own talents to pull it off. Okay, the kind words are over.
What?
We went to commercial 3 minutes ago, didn't we?
No.
No, we should have.
I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know how long you may want to do it, but.
We've talked about it. We talk about it pretty regularly, and we're putting a plan together to make sure that Terry is memorialized appropriately.
Well, they should be. I was just, were you surprised that the news coverage wasn't as extensive as you thought it might have been?
No, I thought they did a pretty good job. I mean, understanding that Terry passed away over a weekend, all the major news networks in the area carried it, their first story Sunday night. There's a lot of coverage Monday morning, front page of both newspapers. I thought they did a pretty good job.
Okay, I expect a little more, but then again, the family asked for their privacy during the funeral.
Sure.
So I didn't see. Did the media try and show up at the funeral?
No, not at all.
Well, then obviously there are ethics left somewhere in the broadcast community.
A few.
And were you okay with our eulogy?
Yeah, I, in fact, a lot of us here at the radio station listened to it, and the time check got everybody here. Like, everyone laughed out loud at that part. It was very well done. And very tasteful. Like, I mean, you did a good job with it. It is exactly what Terry would have expected.
Well, there wasn't really anything ugly to say about him. Dan kind of gave me the eyeballs where I played the Riding with the Dorsey Gang jingle, and then the horse gallops off, and then Amazing Grace, and then Dan gave me the look like, really? I just, to me, it seemed appropriate.
I thought you did a good job. I thought you did a good job with it. And it was well received over here. So
nobody was offended?
No, not at all.
Normally I don't care, but I like everybody over there.
Yeah, no, nobody was offended. In fact, it brought, a laugh in when we probably really needed one. So.
That's very kind.
And I can tell you, Terry, I guarantee you thought it was funny. Especially the time check.
I'm glad that was the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
So as long as you guys remember me when I go.
I think that will go without saying.
I bet it does.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
612. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right near Lover's Lane, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Ross. And finally in Dallas, westbound on the bus just before the tollway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Join me, Chloe, and Dan this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Join me, Chloe, and Dan this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lincoln Tech in Grand Prairie for the Classic Car Show benefiting the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Clear skies tonight, 46 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 72. Right now, 66. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Mm-hmm. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
People calling in about Cassius and you getting emotional on air.
All right. Yes, Daniel.
Yes, sir, boss. You come off as a bleeding heart. Well, you come off as a real tough guy on the radio. So when we hear you getting sad, it affects us. You know, we're your fans. Like, we listen to you because you drew us in.
Watch
like
it.
I was listening to other stations
Watch
before.
Okay.
I'm a Russ Martin fan. I've donated to your foundation.
You're not a fan. You're my friend.
Now, thank you for that. We do this because we respect you. Because we, for that couple hours a day that we're in the car listening to you, it makes a difference. I'm getting choked up there talking about it.
How old are you, Danny?
I'm 28, boss.
How long have you been listening?
Since you came back to the Eagle this last time.
Okay. Do you get, I'm not being cute at this point, I was going to jack you around.
I'm aware. I don't care for that.
Do you get attached to other shows?
No.
Like this?
Never. I listened to Kid Craddock when I was a kid, God rest his soul. And when you're a kid, you listen to Kid Craddock. But when you're a man, you listen to Russ Martin. And that's the way it is in Texas.
He's damn right about that.
He's right about what, Alfie?
As a kid, I listened to Craddock. Growing up, listened to Craddock. Sometime around freshman year of high school, started listening to you.
After you passed puberty?
Yeah.
When your stuff drops, that's when you listen to Russ Martin.
When your ball drops?
There you go.
that's very kind of you. How you guys get attached to the show,
It's you. I mean, we're around Dan, Alfie, Cole, y'all are awesome. Kinsey has her moments. She's there. Dr. Thornton is the man, and you getting into it with that guy from the lending company. But you say that, you know, when if God rest, God forbid something happens to you, they can handle the show. I'm sure they can, but it'll never be the Russ Martin show if something happens to you. I have a dog, and believe it or not, I'm 6'5", about 300 pounds. I'm a big dude. I work security. I got a little dog. And if something were to happen to her, it would be just as bad as having to hear you go through that. And just all I could think about was, man, I don't want that to happen to Maggie.
Who do you work security for?
A very, very powerful hospital chain in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex.
Would you like to be added to the RMS security detail when we do the white trash party?
I would be honored.
Okay. Email me, Russ, at KEGL.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is it, Dan?
Danny does. What kind of dog is Maggie?
She's a pug weenie.
Does she have any police dog skills?
No, not even a little bit. Her biggest talent is she can poop on a towel.
Perfect. You are now our first canine officer for the Russ Martin Show security detail.
I don't get it.
I haven't bring the dog, but like our own canine unit.
Because she can poop on a towel?
Yes, it's perfect for us.
I taught Mandy that. Hey, Danny.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, I appreciate the phone call. You're very kind.
You just do what you're doing. I come to work every day, and for those 2 hours that I'm in the car, I'm listening to you. And you make my day go by so much faster.
All right, I'm going to tell you something off the air. You repeat it, I'm going to have you killed.
I believe you. God bless you, boss.
You're not supposed to repeat it, jackass. You give him a command, they can't even follow that.
Oh, man, his security detail was short-lived.
I bet he can't piss on a towel. Can't even see the towel. Is anybody else? I am not looking for accolades. Does it shock anybody else that people get attached? I mean, it would affect me if something bad happened to Dan and he choked up on the air. Chloe, cats. But it would affect me. Mm-hmm. A loss for you would affect me.
I appreciate
not
that.
Not whoever you lost, because I didn't know him. Mm-hmm. So I don't like people. Because if you get attached to them, sooner or later they die.
Well, that's true for the animals, too. It's just
I know. Well, luckily, people make bad choices and they die.
Sometimes.
Or you wish hard enough and they die. Obviously, I have to work on my wishing skills.
Well,
obviously, they've atrophied.
Well, it's maybe not the wishing so much. We could have gotten you that the voodoo doll the other day.
I like to think of it as a voodunt doll.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And all the needles go in one spot. And line two is about Dorsey?
It's just about KSCS and what they might be doing.
Oh. Yes, Ashley.
Yes. I was calling because I think I know why KSCS is playing pop music.
Okay.
Every year they do a big April Fool's joke, and they always start it really early. One year, Eddie Gossage would pay him $100,000, Terry Dorsey.
I remember that bet.
Was it last year or year before?
They would change.
I think it was 2010.
Oh, well, my bad.
And they've done a big one every year, and they try to outdo themselves. So
but they were going to change. They were going to change the name. Was it of TMS?
No, Terry Dorsey would change his name legally to TexasMotorSpeedway.com.
Well, at the time, the cars would have fit.
Oh, Russ.
What?
Come on.
Terry loves me.
Not that much.
Well, I think they could have made a couple of laps. So you think they're working up to something?
Yeah, that's what I thought, because maybe this year's joke would be that they're changing the format and people would be upset.
I've never understood that. It's for us, people go, hey, what are you guys going to do on April 1st? Nothing. That's when the amateurs come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pros that pull it off the rest of the year.
That's right.
So, I mean, JR, the ops manager for KSCS and the Wolf, they may be, I don't know what the hell they could do to, I remember the bet with Eddie Gossage and Terry Dorsey. I know, I forgot what the bet was, but I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't think, I think April 1st falls in the middle of the week.
I think it's a Wednesday this year.
This year?
Or next week, actually.
Yeah, that would be the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for correcting me.
Sure.
You guys are not going to keep my name in the show when I die, are you? I bet you call. Thank you, sweetie. I bet you call this show when I die the Under New Management Show, or the We Lost Our Lease Show.
Russ Martin had to go back.
Unclaimed freight.
Jesus.
I mean, I get it. With the Craddock Show, it became an entity upon itself.
Mm-hmm.
At least Hawkeye's name is, you know, Hawkeye and Dorsey. You guys will not keep. The only thing you're going to keep from what this is now is show.
No.
What makes you that?
Wow.
God.
Well, we're still honoring by still using the word show.
And the.
I mean, that's 50%.
It's kind of top billing.
But I did get an email when we had bad weather a few weeks ago. We were just Chloe and me on Monday, and then Dan and Chloe and Alfie on Tuesday by yourself. They were proud of you guys.
Thank you.
And I responded with, whatever they learned, they didn't learn from me. They just figured out a way. If they learned anything, they learned how to utilize their own talents together. That obviously doesn't make sense to Chloe.
No, I'm just thinking, like, I...
No, I don't think he even helped us with that.
No, not even close.
I think I kept a copy of the email. I went, they all have their own talents, and if they picked up anything from me, it was maybe how to utilize them together. But beyond that, I had nothing to do with it.
It's very kind of you to say. Yes. Thank you.
I say that because you know where it will hang.
Right over all of our heads.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
For the rest of our lives.
Gravity just got heavier.
It's like you want to walk around all day going.
What's wrong with him?
You know, when you kind of get, you're walking down a hall and you get the shutters, you know, the spine tingly thing, and you just kind of go, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Or that's the same
thing over your head where you know, I'm hanging something over it.
Yeah.
It's like you walk through a spider web.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
How come he looks like a hunchback, too?
Heavy is the crown on his head, it says Russ Martin.
Okay. They wasted another segment. I gotta play the Dorsey eulogy up just to the time check.
Okay.
Because I'm surprised that was the big moment for everybody. Because it took me a little while to write it. There it is. And I'm glad everybody at KSCS picked that point as well.
I don't see how they couldn't.
Yeah.
Had they missed that, that would have been really disappointing. Sorry.
That's all right. Couldn't have focused on the horse galloping off in the distance with amazing grace.
Time check.
That'd be the time check.
I said today, praise God. Today there is a new Maserati driving on the golden streets of heaven, praise Jesus. I said one less Maserati here on earth and one more in heaven, praise God. Terry Dorsey from KSCS passed away over the weekend. We lost a broadcast icon who won every major award that radio had to offer, including Billboard Magazine's Local Personality of the Year. He was inducted into the Country Music Disc Jockey Hall of Fame, praise God. Me, I still ain't won sh**.
No, you haven't.
Terry Dorsey, died this past Saturday night, March 7th, 2015, at 5:42. 18 minutes before 6. I'm
sorry. He loves his time checks.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Computer locked up. Oh, the sun's going to shine in my life once more. I was going to live here again. Things are going to be.
Sing it, brother.
6:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. All that going on, it's all in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Riverfront. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic goes back to Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 right at Colorado Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Ewing Avenue. Hey, still in Dallas, northbound 75, right near Lover's Lane. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic backed up back from Ross Avenue. And finally in Dallas, westbound on the Bush, just before the tollway, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Baymont Inn and Suites. Clear skies and 46 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny. High of 72. Right now, 66. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Maybe J.R. Schumann, the ops manager for KSCS and the Wolf, would not tell us what they're up to because he is mad because we have stolen the presents Merle Haggard at Billy Bob's.
You know what? Of all the things that we probably should have asked him about, that's one of.
Are you mad?
Say,
could this possibly be associated with any form of fashion? Are you harboring a grudge? Because we have stolen the Merle concert.
The presents?
Well, I don't know if we're going to get presents.
We probably should send him, you know, at least a text of asking about that. Like, hey, how'd you hear about the Merle show?
Oh, that's right. Chris Spinks, the marketing director for Billy Bob's, announced it on our show. The day that tickets... No, before tickets went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
J.R. Schumann, ops manager for KSCS and the Wolf.
Big wig of country.
Have we usurped it from your grasp?
We're going to turn him into our supervillain.
Or arch villain?
Mm-hmm.
JR?
Yep.
No.
No?
Normally, arch villains don't hate the same people that you do.
That is true.
And JR hates Dan Lewis as much as we do.
Yes,
and that's
does.
How we bonded.
You did.
Really? That's all they got out of the eulogy was the time check.
They got other things as well, but that was the thing that just, for them, that was their main kicker.
Yeah, because I could see them talking about or thinking about the whole time check thing, but not really talking about it. Then you just bust it right out there.
If they were listening, going, all right, what's he going to say?
Right.
Is he going to besmirch Terry? Nothing to besmirch him about. It's a Dallas-Fort Worth radio icon.
And everyone liked him. Everyone loved him. Always a happy, nice guy to everybody.
And whether you listened to his show or not, you knew who he was. And he put a lot back into the community. So, I'm envious. Not jealous, envious.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand the distinction.
I will never be able to achieve that.
Yes, you will.
Suck it harder.
No, you already have.
There's no way I could ever become. I've never won any awards. Terry Dorsey was awarded with every type of commendation that broadcasting had to offer.
And you've also been like, I don't want awards.
I don't, but at least I'd like to turn them down.
Yeah. I mean, that you what was it, the Women in Media or one of the women broadcasting organizations was trying to give you an award of something, and then you didn't fill out the form way they wanted you to.
I filled it out.
I know. I'm just saying you didn't fill it out the way that everyone else did in the way that they thought everyone else would.
I filled it out with – and what I showed you guys was really what I put on there.
No, I believed you.
But I was not going to take credit for charity work, animal work, police fire work. Not going to win an award based on that. That's jacked. Either it's based on your talent, which I knew I had no chance, or it's your community involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not going to... The only time I accept an award from police and fire is when they are for police officers when they threaten me.
See, you really got to stop saying that. Because at some point, another organization is going to come around and threaten you. What about the, what was it, the hosting thing that Tony Shalhoub wanted you to do? MCing something?
Yeah, I got out of that.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Shocker.
What'd you do?
I don't know. It was a SWAT team of North Texas, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Like a terrible time. Who'd want to go to that? Yeah.
How did you get out of it?
They had to have it start at 7.
Oh.
We're still on the air at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So the earliest I could get there is maybe, since it's in, I think it was going to be in Irving, 8. Yeah, we've only got the hall rented till a certain point. I think they blew me off. You ungrateful bastards. Oh.
Wow. Man, that turned fast.
Yeah, really? Jeez.
That just now flashed on me. Plus, what am I going to do as an MC? Hey, here's Scott Murray, former NBC sports anchor, to finish up.
And now, Scott Murray.
Yeah. Well, you get up there, you know, you say hi, welcome people, then you keep the show moving, maybe, you know, say something fun in between a few things here and there, and then you say goodbye at the end.
But because it's just like any other convention, they have to rent the hall, they have to be out at a certain time, and me getting there late and starting it late wasn't going to work because I think they have to be out by 10. Who's going to throw out a bunch of SWAT members at 10 o'clock because they're not out of the Holiday Inn or wherever it's being held?
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that security guard.
All right, everyone out. Alta.
I'll call the... Oh.
You'll call the what?
I'll call security.
Really? Security got one of these?
That is really, really big.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Security got laser sights on their flashlights. their mace cans.
Man, those guys got heat-seeking flashbangs. They threw down a spike strip on the dance floor.
And then danced around it. But Mexican music.
Some sort of choreographed fast roping.
They called it like mumbly foot or something like that. No, I take enough days off. I said, I can put off cutting up the show and putting it on .fm for the subscribers. I think they would understand.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even if we get off right at 7 and I rush out, maybe 7:30?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But they had this.
Plus you have to change clothes, I would imagine.
They got it. Yeah, like I'm doing that. I'm wearing my T-shirt that says it's all fun and games till the cops show up. I got this at my batter's intervention program. No, they had a strict schedule that they had to adhere to.
Gotcha.
So, and I forgot what we were talking about. The award. I was not.
Yeah.
Even Coach Joe agreed with me because he was in here the day that I said, okay, what do you think I should put on here? Here's what I put. Do you feel right about this? And he said, yeah. And that's Coach Joe.
That is, yes.
Mm-hmm. I said, achievements, accomplishments, community work. I said, I do community work, but I'm not going to list it because I don't think you should win an award.
For doing what I think you said, what is right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what makes your show so outstanding? I said, it's a collaborative effort, and without the people around me, I'd have nothing. You guys better cry hard at my funeral. I mean, hard sobbing and crawl in the casket.
That'll be Chloe. We've already decided.
Yeah.
Chloe's going to be.
The only reason Chloe's going to crawl in the casket with me is if he thinks I've got his cat with him or with me.
No, we've already designated.
Take me with you.
Chloe's going to be the casket clinger.
I want that. If nothing else. I want somebody to crawl in the casket with me, screaming, take me with you. I don't care who it is.
I'll try not to puke.
I do care who it is.
Maybe we'll find one of our...
Because they're not going to have a selection of suits to bury me in. I got one. Unless you bury me in my Batman outfit.
That's also been discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like you guys having these discussions.
Really hope you've thought out every single detail in your will.
Doesn't he look so natural there in his cowl? Do you hear the words?
I do.
He looks so natural there in his cowl.
In his bat casket.
Hopefully those bat wings will take him in the right direction. And not an outbound bat from hell.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if, what do they call it when you get to look at the body?
Open casket or a visitation.
Yeah, the visitation. I bet you guys stretch it out for a couple of weeks and have probably at least 10 costume changes.
Oh, easily.
Oh, here's Batman. Here's him dressed like Cher from her 1987 tour.
Mm-hmm.
The video on the on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the naval ship. We'll even have like a little canister next to your casket that'll just be full of poking sticks.
To make sure I'm dead?
Yep.
What if it's something...
Death testers.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's something what?
What if it's something a little more respectful, like, you know, lying in state?
Which one?
Well, like... like they do for a president.
You'd put me in Oklahoma, wouldn't you?
We wouldn't put you in Oklahoma. Nobody deserves that.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
6:58. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. She started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler block in the right lane. Traffic goes backed up back to Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right near Colorado Boulevard. That accident there is now gone. Traffic still backed up back to Ewing Avenue. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, right near Lovers, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Ross. And finally in Dallas, westbound on the bush, just before the tollway, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Join me, Chloe, and Dan this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lincoln Tech in Grand Prairie for the Celebrity Car Show, benefiting the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. All the details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Clear skies tonight, 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 72. Right now, 66 and 97.1. The Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
I didn't do a legal ID, did I? No. Nope. 7 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. What?
You got a half chub right now, don't you?
Half what?
Half chub.
Why?
Because of that legal.
I can do legal IDs.
Really? When was the last time you did a legal ID followed immediately by a sonic boom?
A couple of weeks ago.
And I bet a couple of weeks ago you also had a little chub action.
Just because I take pride in the legal IDs doesn't mean I get an erection. Although, I may have to do one the next time I shoot in a chick. I'm gonna legal.
How will I know?
You'll know.
You'll know.
Somewhere around the part where radiated power.
The last thing you'll hear is, Dallas, Texas. I just forgot to do it over the traffic bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I did over the bumper. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
I'm going to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show. K-E-G-L, the
Eagle. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard. Yes. Horny, horny.
Monday morning.
That doesn't sound like Monday morning.
Yes, it does.
It's moaning, moaning.
That's what they're supposed to be saying, but it sounds like Monday morning.
But do you listen to the Rolling Stones song and go, I didn't mean to leave your pizza burning? Something, some stupid like that? Never meant to leave your pizza burning.
On occasion, Jimmy does sound like he says, I kiss this guy.
That was always a debate.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at an oldie station, do we play this song? Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
That's right.
It's like, all right, that is a really, really gray area.
Mm-hmm.
That is not anywhere near season ticket. So don't.
Nope. Nope. There's even a pop song right now. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's a female singer, and it sounds like in the chorus she keeps singing Black Widow Baby.
That is what she's saying.
It is?
Yeah.
What's a Black Widow Baby?
She's saying Black Widow, comma, baby. She's saying about how much of a crazy woman she's becoming.
No, no, no. What I'm saying, what I hear is Black Widow Baby. Like, no comma and whittle instead of little. Not widow.
You mean like what they call the baby spiders?
Spiderlings. Ooh, sorry, Chloe.
Everybody, we're going to send me the new thing, the spiders up in the corner. How many times you got that, Dan?
I've lost count.
And I don't know why anybody sends it to me. I care not to see it either. Hey, show this to Chloe. Yeah. You show it to Chloe. I don't want to see it. I don't get gastro problems when we talk about spiders, but I don't want to see them, and I certainly don't want to see a spider crawling all over an MRAP.
Or there was also the one, there was a couple of weeks ago, there was two that kept being posted, everyone saying, show these to Chloe. One was a spider crawling out as some girl's cleavage. There was like two different versions of that.
Cleavage is a big deal.
Then you had the one right now where it's like a shed that is just full of spiders and spiderlings that are just falling from the ceiling.
See, to me, the ones that are the nastiest are the ones that they go, oh, we had to go to the doctor and get the tweezers and pull this spider and all its spiderlings out of his ear canal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was even the story because everything awful creature wise. Mm-hmm. A lot of times happens in Australia. The most recent one was spiderlings. I don't know about the mom. I didn't hear about that. But the spiderlings were actually in a man's urethra.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's why while she was in concert. It's after 7.
No, I know. Urethra, not Aretha.
That big tarantula just called out Aretha Franklin. Are you going to queef out of that one, Chloe?
You.
What do we have left? Let's see. We talked about the terrorist guy that I think works at a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, what's line two?
That is Big Stacy.
Yes, boss.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you for finding my theme song.
For finding your what?
My theme song.
Which one?
Boss nigga.
Oh, hang on. Still got it.
They call him boss. Boss nigga.
Go ahead, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. And secondly, you know, black people are the kings and queens of showing out at funerals. So I got your back, player. I'm going to show out. I'm going to cry. I'm going to slobber. I'm going to run up there and grab you and take you with you. Don't go. Don't leave me. And then when we get ready to take you to the cemetery, I'm going to hoist you up on my shoulders, casket and all. Just like that scene out of Terminator.
Wow.
You ain't going to bury this man. Nah, you ain't burying this, so I'm taking this one home. I'm stuffing him.
This is my nigga. I got it. I got my nigga.
He's going to take you home and stuff you.
I'm going to take him home and call him George.
I'm going to hug you and squeeze it and call him George. Nah. No. Don't go. I'll take it with you. No. Nah. It should have been me, not you.
Yeah, you've been to a few black ones, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have.
The only black one, okay, thanks. Call me later, but not here. The only black funeral I recall is the one Chloe and I went to when we were working at the Eagle first go-round.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimberly, who was black, was it her daddy?
I believe so, yes.
Died. And Chloe and I,
woo,
If the church was a black suit, we was dandruff.
Okay.
Two big flakes.
Right there on the shoulder.
Couldn't even see the front. Hats? You ain't seen hats like that. They don't make hats like that. You could wear a peacock on your head. And the hat still was bigger than that.
Yeah, it made the Kentucky Derby, that whole deal. God.
And they like to talk.
Oh, they converse back to the preacher.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, you know, we're doing a eulogy or whatever. They're serious.
We're here to lay this man down. That's right. He had no reason to go. It should have been you instead of this bitch next to me. Somebody better get my picture with a casket. I bought this hat. It took 17 birds to make it.
Feathers?
No.
Chloe, am I lying?
No, not lying. I mean, I just, how did you, where did you put that in the car?
It could have come in the same car.
No.
They probably had the hat people probably had to deliver it to the church.
Yeah, like kind of like with the flowers. It's like, what the?
I can't go on without my hat. Where's my hat? Has it been delivered yet?
Well, Cindy Skull's husband is bringing it on the trailer. Inside joke, still funny to us. I didn't realize black women wore hats that large at funerals. And plenty of, what's the word? Plumage. Lots of feathers.
Mm.
Pretty feathers.
All matching the dress, though, in some way or the other.
You've never been to a black funeral?
No. Mm.
It's
just the ones I've seen in the occasional Tyler Perry movie.
I haven't seen it, but I'll guarantee you it ain't nothing close.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when you talk about a celebration of someone's life, woo. Mm-hmm.
This man lived for his family, praise God. Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. He lived for all of it. Mm. Yeah, that man f***ed everybody on the front row.
And at least three or four chicks fighting to open to get in the casket.
Wow. Take me with you. Here go with you. He f***ed me first.
And that whole stumble thing. It's like, see, she's going to fall. She's going to fall.
Stumbles, gets up to the casket, got their hands on the side of it, pulls himself up.
Why him? How come not me?
I just wish to God I could fake my funeral so I could set up and go, yeah, why not you?
Well, actually, at your funeral, then what we could do is...
No.
All right.
I don't like the fact that you want to put death probes next to the casket.
What?
Poking good, see if he's really dead.
Well, you said yourself you want us to do that. This way people can contribute.
I said do that before you start to harvest the body. Make sure I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just come up and go, are you dead? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. What does one blink mean? Is that yes or no?
That's a twitch.
How do you want to go, Daniel?
How do I want to go?
How would you like your funeral to be?
Mm.
My favorite was Chuck Choate. He was one of my professors at Eastfield College. Taught journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Also photography. Served in the military. And as you looked at him, you could just tell he was a general. Just a big, tall, not fat, but hulk of a man that just looked like somebody. If you went to Central Casting, went, go find me a general. 5-star. Look at him. And he was just, what's the word when you're not mean to people?
Nice?
Yeah, nice guy. he had a Dixieland band play at his funeral.
Nice.
And we're all sitting there going, that thing ain't dead. He was.
Okay.
But that's the way he wanted to be remembered. You guys will not leave me have a viewing session for 2 weeks and put me in different costumes. Here's Russ's Cher era.
His Madonna era.
With the big plastic metal boobs sticking out.
Mm-hmm. Carmen Miranda.
Had to bring that up.
Damn, Chloe, that's ice cold.
How do you want to go, Dan?
I think for me, I want to be cremated, so I don't have to worry about the casket stuff. I would say memorial in a bar.
Amen.
And just so I can get the party started right, I want Amazing Grace on bagpipes. I want everyone lubed up and crying for like 4 minutes. Then, party. Everyone can, you know, have shots, have drinks, and be like, oh, I remember the time Dan did this or whatever. But at that point, I'd like a party.
Why would you want them to cry?
Just for fun.
See, that's the really f***ed up part about funerals,
mm-hmm.
is you never really know unless there's a true afterlife and you get to watch.
Yeah.
How many people showed up? How many people grieved? How many people really missed you? Nothing. I really think people should have, you don't get one when you die. You get one at a part of your life where you can enjoy it and just so you, while you're still alive. And see how many people show up. Would I mean, what's the purpose of remembering somebody if they don't know it?
A lot of it's for the remaining family members. And then it's the idea of showing your last respects to someone that meant something to you on some level.
You can still do that. I just think funerals are overrated. I think you should have it before you die.
We can do that for you if you want. The catch
you don't have,
is,
you don't have birthday parties after the birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Or before the birthday.
It's all just based on tradition, what things people have done over time. So the catch is timing it right.
Mm-hmm.
That we make sure you get it planned and executed before you actually do pass.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Tell me how you'd like to go.
I already told you.
Tell me again so I can milk it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like to go peacefully, and then for memorial, we have it at a nice large bar, preferably my favorite, whatever it is at the time. Play Amazing Grace. Perhaps have a nice slideshow of my better photos, not the bad ones. Stay away from the awkward sixth grade photo. And then everyone has drinks and has a good time and shares stories.
Are you okay with an open casket, praise Jesus?
No, I want to be cremated.
Well, before you're cremated.
No, I don't
like
that.
Let us see you before you go to meet your maker.
No, I don't want that.
Let us see you in the casket, naked, belly down.
Ew, no! That's not that at all. Now,
give us one last shot at it before you go.
That's disgusting.
Ass all propped up.
Mm-hmm. Like a Kit Kat. Mm-hmm. I'm coming with you. Mm. Praise God. Sweetest ass I ever known. Smooth and slick like a newborn angel.
Why did he have to go so soon? I'm gonna send him to heaven with a butt cream pie.
They go welcome him to heaven. God's amazing grace. Praise Jesus. While he's still dripping. It's almost like his heavenly walk has changed.
Get to
hey, somebody, before he gets to heaven, fix his hair up.
They must have really loved him, man. He's dripping like crazy.
They They must have named his ass Boston, because that's the biggest cream donut. If there was any chance of me getting into heaven, I have totally erased it now.
Mm.
Alfie, would you like to talk about how you'd like to go?
Not a chance.
For more information on the Ask Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com. Stop it. Don't make that ass slap. AlfieCoy.com for all things. 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well for all things. Talk Radio 1190.
Say, I don't remember when Dan died, him having this mustache.
1190TalkRadio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
See you guys tomorrow.
F off.
Stinkiest mustache.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.
Best new rock. Best rock ever recorded. KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, and worldwide at KEGL.com. This.